Hi, this is Pat, and you're listening to another episode of TWAT Radio. I'm going to be covering package management systems in Linux. I know some people are asking to do Windows content, but you're not going to get that from me. I'm a Linux guy. So let's jump right into package management systems. I guess before we do package management systems, we could talk about the different forms of packages for just source code that you compile yourself. They usually come with a .tar extension, or .tar.bz2, or .tar.gz, or just a .tgz. All these are they're packages that have been compressed using different packages, such as tar, or gunzip, or something similar to that. Usually, with anything with a tar extension, you could do a tar. For instance, just a plain old tar file, you do tar-xvf. For tar.bz2, you could do tar-xjvf. And for a tar.gz, you do tar-xzvf. And for just a file with a tgz extension, you could do one of the following two things. You could do tar-gzvf or gunzip for the .tgz file, and then when there's a tar, you could just do a tar-xvf, and that should give you the tar file will extract into directory. All these guys, all these commands with tar will extract your source code into a directory, and in the current directory where you have the tar file sitting, and then you can go in and you could do a configure, a make, and then a make install, and that will create a binary for your system that you're able to run the package. So next, we can go into the different file systems. Probably one of the original file systems, RPM, which was originated from Red Hat. And RPM stands for Red Hat Package Manager. And a bunch of other distributions of Linux also use RPMs, such as SUSE and Mandriva, probably the biggest ones. And they're derivatives, Fedora for Red Hat and OpenSUSE for SUSE. Red Hat also does Yum, which is a different package system, which uses the RPMs. And Mandriva has URPMI, which is similar to Yum. Now, the next system, package management system, is apt-get, which is common for the Debian-based systems. This includes Ubuntu, Mepis, Canonix, Linspire. One thing to remember is that some of the RPM-based package management-based systems, such as SUSE, Red Hat, and Fedora, and OpenSUSE, now support apt-get. Apt-get is fantastic. You can use a GUI front-end, such as Synaptic, or you can use command line. Personally, I like using command line because it's much quicker, and you get used to using it very easily. Usually with an apt-get, you need to synchronize to the current repository list. You'll do an apt-get update, and that'll synchronize your system to the different repositories listed in your apt-get configuration file. There's a file called sources.list. It'll go out and it'll start scanning the internet and seeing if it could find all the repositories you have listed and whether or not it goes in and is able to access them. Now, when you want to install a package, you do apt-get install the package name. That's it. Very simple and straightforward. If you want to upgrade all the packages on your system, you can go about it two ways. You can do apt-get upgrade, and that will upgrade every package on your system, or you can do an apt-get disk upgrade, which will completely upgrade your entire system. Some other cool apt-get commands you could do is apt-cache search package name. This will go out and search the repository database list and see if there's a package matching your search criteria. It doesn't have to be a package name. If you just have, say, like, say you're looking for DVD author, you could just do apt-cache search DVD, and it'll come back and with any package that has a DVD in the name or a DVD in the description of the package. Another cool apt-get command is apt-cache show package name. That will go out and search the internet, and it'll come back for that package. It'll tell you what the current version is. It will also search your system and tell you what version of that package is on your system if you have it. Some other Linux distros have different package systems. For instance, Slackware. The only official Slackware package system is using the install package utility, where the Slack package would have the package name .tgz. You would do package install and then the package name, upgrade package, and then the package name, and then you can also do remove package. Now, there are 30 third-party package management systems for Slackware. There's Swaret, and then there's Slapget, both of these systems mimic what apt-get does, and they're similar in that you have a configuration file and a sources list file where you point to the repositories you want to go out and search for a particular package. For instance, one of the most popular Slackware-based package websites is linuxpackages.net. You can add these to your configuration files for both Swarret and Slapget, and then you can go then and pull down packages that other people have created pretty easily. And it's very similar to apt-get in Debian world. There isn't quite as many packages for Slackware, but that's growing every day. You can maintain your system using Swarret or Slapget. There would be similar commands as Debian. I've used it in the past, Swarret, and I've upgraded and maintained my system, my Slackware-based system. Now, mind you, both of these package management systems for Slackware are not official, but there is a decent user base, and they're pretty easy to use, and they're very straightforward. That brings me to the next Linux distro package management system, Pacman, which is used by Arch Linux. Is somewhat similar to apt-get as well. The syntax is a little different. You would do Pacman dash capital S and then the package name, do an install. You have to do a command the first time you go in, similar to apt-get update to synchronize the repository to your system, and you would do Pacman dash S Y and the package name for the first time. So you're telling the package management system to go out, synchronize my list to what's on the repositories, and to install the particular package name. Similarly, you can upgrade your whole system doing pacman-syu, and that will upgrade every package on your system. Now, some other things about Arch Linux is it doesn't have as many packages as the Debian world, but there is a decent amount of packages available. For instance, the whole operating system and some of the more popular applications are available that are out there, so you can build it via packages very easily. If you don't have a package, you could do a couple different things. There's a system called the UAR, which contains build package instructions that other people have created. And usually in a build package instructions, a package build, there's a listing of the URL going out to where the source code is maintained, and so and other systems used to compile the program. So you would download the tar build, you would have a .tgz package, you would do a make package, and that would go out and compile your system, and that will generate, if it works correctly, a package name with a .tgz, and then you would do pacman-A, and then the new package name you installed. That you created, and that will install to your system, and it'll be listed in your system anytime you do an upgrade. So if that particular package eventually makes it to the official Pacman repository, you can go and upgrade it. Or you can create your own package from your own source code, or use a package build that somebody else has created. So these days, package management system in Linux is very easy and very straightforward. Mind you, compiling from source is not that difficult anymore. One really cool application used for compiling your own packages is check install. Now, with check install is you do what you would normally do for the typical building from source. You do a configure, and then you would do a make to do the compile. And instead of doing make install, you do check install one of the three flags with the package name. You would do a dash S to create a Slackware package, a dash D for a Debian package, and a dash R for an RPM. So that's very cool. So you can go out from source code, build your own package, and your package management system will see this. So this is just another episode of TWAT. I'm Pat from the Linux on Tech Show, and I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time. Merry Christmas. Bye.